Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on
the
Even
that stretch has
been as it turns to 502.
502. Mr. 502. Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. By Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. And by New Jersey Lottery. Anything can happen in Jersey. All right, the Mets have lost the series to the Twins. So look, it's not overreaction time, or is it? I'm here to give you the top five reasons you should be worried about the Mets.
Wow, this was a quick one.
Yeah. You got to turn it over, Tiki, in radio. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Honestly, not enough guys willing to use torpedo bats. Killing the offense right now. Killing it.
Marte, is anyone on the Mets?
Marte has a couple, Lindor, but that's about
Lindor?
It.
Lindor,
You know, we've also checked out on the torpedo bat stuff. I'm not even keeping track.
You know why? Because it's not a big deal.
Well,
it wasn't a big deal the first week of the season for the Yankees. It is not a big deal now.
I don't know if you noticed this, but we play Yahoo Fantasy Baseball. That's how we play it.
Mm-hmm.
Yahoo puts a torpedo bat graphic next to hitters who use it. So, for example, I'm facing my friend Troy this week. He has Anthony Volpe, and next to Anthony Volpe is a tiny little bat. I have Paul Goldschmidt. Next to Paul Goldschmidt is a tiny little bat. So I don't even know who uses the torpedo bat unless I'm checking out.
That's funny.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
The number four reason you should be worried about the Mets. Edwin Diaz still shaky. Heck, he's not even the best closer in this town.
Well, that's not true. Edwin did a great job.
I'm only going off Pete Hoffman from the Rico. He keeps telling us this.
Hoff's wrong. Edwin Diaz actually got the job done today. He was bailed out on a review on a Harrison Bader caught stealing, but Diaz was perfect today. The only question one may have, and maybe I'll analyze this on the Rico, is why are you going to Diaz in the ninth? Wouldn't it behoove you to maybe, as a high strikeout guy, to actually use him in the 10th with a runner on second? Or are you focused on just extending the game? But more on that at about 11 o'clock tonight.
All right,
number three.
Sure, it was only three runs. I know it was a bullpen game, but never a good sign. The team has already had a game now where they've actually missed Griffin Canning.
Well,
he was sick. What are you going to do?
And he's already back tomorrow.
Yes.
He was sick.
He's making the start tomorrow. So, Tiki, you get to see Griffin Canning pitch live for the first time in your life. Save the tickets, though.
I can't wait.
What a moment. All right.
Number two.
Brandon Nimmo's cooked. Cooked. Mm-hmm. At least is, you know, at least he talked Pete into hiring Scott Boras. You know, I got to get that long-term security.
Look, here's the thing about Brandon Nimmo. We have to have an uncomfortable conversation.
It's not a cleanup hitter.
I'm not saying he's cooked. Not even saying he's a cleanup hitter. If you go back to July now, this is an extended slump. This has gone on for a long time, and you wonder if he's still not physically healthy. And if that's the case, sit his ass down on the bench for a few days. But right now, Brandon Nimmo is without a doubt a problem in this lineup.
And number one.
Number one.
I think it's safe to say on April 16th, 2025, we have a definitive answer on something with the Mets. And this is the number one reason you should be worried about them. Juan Soto can't handle being the star of a New York baseball team. He didn't have to worry about that last year as a secondary Robin-type figure. I mean, he's pressing being the guy on a team. That's got to be tough.
You want to handle
this? I don't even know if I buy this one.
I mean,
first of all, Pete Alonso is the star right now. And if it's not Pete Alonso, then Francisco Lindor is the captain.
And so ultimately, he's one of three.
But shouldn't your highest paid offensive player be the star on your
money
team?
Money is just a all right. tool. To buy stuff.
So Juan Soto cannot handle this part of New York.
Okay.
He can handle that part of New York.
I'm going to end with this.
Maybe he's on Amazon for too many hours at night. That's why he's not performing so well.
This is an either or question, not an either. Who is a bigger bust? Juan Soto in his first month as a Met or Ron Dane's rookie year as a Giant?
I need to, before I answer that question, I'm so confused by you.
Okay.
So confused.
All right.
Because what you just said to me, it hurt my ears.
I said something wrong vocabularily?
No. You said this is an either or not an either.
Oh, not a neither, I meant.
Intellectually bankrupt.
I meant not an either.
Now okay. We know who truly is. Right.
So, okay, now
I'm all
I
for
get
two
it.
On Jeopardy on the no, show.
But the thing is, I was wondering why you were saying either two ways in three words.
I don't know what that means.
Because he's an idiot.
Because you said either or not an either.
Okay, because I didn't want the answer to be neither. The answer is you got to pick one.
But why did you? Yes,
because I was trying to sound
you
smart.
You said it right. You said not. Whatever.
Just give me an answer,
is
man.
It either or either in your brain.
Are you an idiot?
Either or either. What is it?
Either.
Okay.
Am I right?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. You say potato. Somebody else says potato.
Tegan, I'm a fat moron.
I've never had mashed potatoes.
And what Tegan has done so brilliantly is he's avoided answering. Yeah. You don't be questioned.
Don't give me a blender. Dane rookie year or one summer in April.
I'm a genius. You know I'm going to be a politician before too long.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's right.
Mikey Sherrill's leaving the 11th district. He's going to run for governor.
Damn right. All right, get out of here, Sherrill.
He didn't answer.
He doesn't have to answer it. It's a dumb question. It's a stupid question. It's a dopey question. Look.
Ron Dane was not a bust.
Ron Dane wasn't a bust. And Juan Soto is a 5 for 5 away from his numbers being awesome again.
Right.
He has struggled. And sometimes we look for why. We look for the why. Right? Pete Alonso last year is a great example of us struggling to find the why.
Mm-hmm.
It was widely said. I didn't necessarily agree with this, but it was widely said and repeated over and over again that Pete Alonso struggled because of the pressures of a contract year, right? Over and over again, people said that. Now, this year, also a contract year.
Yeah.
He looks as good as he's looked since his rookie year, and now, what, he's relaxed? Why? Because he's making a few more $1 million, still essentially on a one-year deal with an opt-in for year two?
But didn't he
It's a narrative. It's ridiculous.
But I think he also made changes. Like, he bettered himself this offseason.
Amen, Tiki.
And I don't know whether he didn't have time or he didn't recognize that he needed to last offseason.
So you're telling me it's not the pressures of a contract?
No.
That's my point. I agree with you.
Because sometimes ultimately it doesn't matter if it's the pressures of a contract or not. You still got to perform.
Of course. We don't care the reason. We just want you to perform. So it was widely accepted that Pete struggled for one reason. Now he's playing well, and it's like, oh, it's got to be something else. I don't know why Juan Soto is hitting 231. I don't know. It could be as simple as his just mechanics are out of whack. And sometimes that happens as a professional athlete, and you got to get yourself hot again. It may have nothing to do with his contract. It may have nothing to do with the weather. It may have nothing to do with Queens. It may have nothing to do with who's hitting behind him. It just may be a slump that baseball players go through. And I think I speak for most Met fans when I say it doesn't matter the why.
Right.
It just is be better.
I don't care why. Just get it right.
That's it.
Right.
Let's go to Brandon in Fairfield. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Two things. One, I think you definitely have to boost Soto. I mean, you're paying him $765 million to hit 230. That's just incredible.
Well, are you a Met fan or a Yankee fan, out of curiosity?
Yankee fan.
Okay. No, I just want to care. Keep going. I appreciate it. Thank you.
My next thing is also, he has to, I mean, him saying that stuff yesterday just shows that he knows he can't live up to that contract.
All right, I've had enough. I've had enough of you now, Brandon. Was that tyranny? No, I'm just kidding. I just wanted. I don't need to team check everybody because you are allowed to root for teams and have opinions on others. I do it all the time, and I think you could be fair about it. But when a Yankee fan tells Met fans you should boo Juan Soto, there's probably an ulterior motive.
Yeah, definitely. And look, living up to the contract means you're going to be an MVP. You're going to be the best right fielder in baseball. It means you're going to hit 42 home runs. That's what we all assume having the highest contract in baseball means. But what it really means is that Steve Cohen sees Juan Soto as the most marketable player and one of the best players in the game, and it's going to help his bottom line, whether that's winning games, whether that's selling merchandise, whether that's elevating the play of guys around him. That's why he's making that much money. It's the same reason Shohei Ohtani, albeit most of it deferred, is making that much money. It's and the fact that he's 27 years old, or was 27 years old, means he's going to do it for a long time, period.
That's a big part of it. Danny's in Roslyn. How are you, Danny?
What's up, Danny?
Yeah, hi, guys. I don't know if I've never heard anybody mention this, but you know, Juan Soto, in his last 57 games last year on the Yankees, hit 240.
Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't say it specifically, Danny, but I did mention recently that he slumped. I remember him slumping in September. So,
I
keep going. Oh, go ahead.
No, but watching him, I mean, he was missing pitches more. He was hitting a lot of ground balls to the right side. You know, he tends to do that when he pulls the ball.
And to your point, and this was the point I was making without data, I'll give you some data now, is that when you slump to begin a season, it's more recognizable because, like, if you're watching on SNY right now, they have a graphic up with his stats.
Right.
I'll read them to you. 231, 3 home runs, 7 RBIs, 798 OPS. Those numbers suck. If you do that for a 17-game stretch in the middle of July, you don't see those numbers.
No.
So, to his point, in August last year, Juan Soto with the New York Yankees hit 222. With a .353 on base percentage. He did hit 10 home runs, so he was still hitting a lot of home runs. So
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.